Hi there, and welcome to the Happiness Cast podcast with Carl Massey. That would be me, the happiness strategist, and Damien Meldrum, aka Damo, aka the emotions guy, where we're all about helping you experience more health, happiness, vitality, and even success in your life. And we're here to have fun. That's one thing we need to be reminded of, is not to take life too seriously. So we promise not to get too heavy. Now, if you've got a question for us or a topic you want us to discuss, head over to either of our Facebook pages. Mine is just Carl Massey, and Damo's is Open to Life, with the number 2 as opposed to the TWO version. So how you doing, Damo?
I'm spectacular today, mate, and I'm a bit excited about our guest today. I'm going to learn a lot about raw food, I hear.
Absolutely. Now, we're recording this again because I forgot to push the record button last time that we did this call. So, yeah, we're warmed up. We're ready to go. So, the other thing I just wanted to remind everyone of is it's my birthday today, and I'm in Singapore, and I'm looking over this beautiful view. I just want to share that. And there was a bit of banter before on the call about how old I looked. I'm 44 years of age. There was some talk that I didn't look 44.
I'd say 44. What again?
Kat, you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to introduce Kat. So before we ask Kat about how old she thinks I am, let me first introduce Kat. So Kat's a raw food chef, and she's a fantastic raw food chef. Her full name is Katarina, and she tells me I don't say it properly, so if I don't know how to say it properly, don't say it at all, and just stick to Kat. So we're going to stick to Kat. Now, Kat has been, so chef background, into raw food. She sent me through the details of her bio. She sent through a bio for me. But I just want to, like, off the cuff say, it was about a year ago that I was on a detox retreat where Kat was cooking there. And the raw food that she cooked was absolutely stunning. It was not only stunning to look at, the presentation was 5-star Michelin. She is absolutely masterful in what she puts together. But you know, eating the food, I had never felt so, I don't know whether it was joy or felt so good about what I was putting into my mouth that it totally, it was a mind popper. So, you know, absolutely fantastic. So Kat is a sensational raw food chef, and she's joining us here today from Perth, Australia. So Kat, how you doing?
Good morning, Callan. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. And how old do you think I look?
I would have thought 38. So
beautiful number. Beautiful round number. So, Damo was talking before about having a little run on Facebook, on my Facebook page, trying to sort of say, how old do you think I look? Because I've got some new pictures in there, so they're actually current. So if you get the urge to have a guess or stoke my ego about how old you think I look, feel free.
And while you're at it, just type in how tall you think he is. I think that'd be a nice addition to the
pull. Pull him down. That'll pull me down a couple of pegs so I don't get too carried away. So I still stay grounded. Okay, so this podcast, we're going to be talking to Kat. Kat's going to explain to us more about raw food. I think all of us have heard about raw food, but I want Kat to sort of explain a little bit more detail what that actually means. So what is raw food? So Kat, if you could tell us what makes something raw food?
Well, raw food is something that in its preparation that it hasn't been heated above 46 to 48 degrees Celsius. So it's all of its nutrients are intact.
Okay. And that 46 to 48 degrees Celsius is based on?
Well, that's based on, that would be the science food people that have done those tests on food cooked and not cooked to find the nutritional value after cooking and, how it is in its natural state.
And this 46 to 48, what's that in Fahrenheit? Because I'm sure there's some listeners out there that are in America and they're going, what the heck does that mean in Celsius?
What is it in Fahrenheit? At 9 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't tell you.
Google it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Someone's going to have to figure that one out. Go on.
Can I ask a question there? Is that like a low simmer on a stove or, for those who can't measure it?
Yeah, you can't. It's usually, generally, that's for a dehydrator. if you dehydrate any foods, because you can't really control heat in your oven or on the stove. Because once a food reaches, say, 46 degrees, it will keep going, even if you take it out.
Gotcha.
Okay. So one of the things for me is to I just give a general idea of what a raw food meal like might look like. So, you know, if you could explain to us, Cap, you know, if someone's, you know, doing the raw food thing, what sort of things are they likely to get exposed to?
Well, if I was, you know, starting my day, I would have a coconut and cinnamon chia pudding.
Yum.
And now that takes a little while. You know, it's not a really quick digestion, so it'll sit there nicely and it gives you energy. So I don't generally need to eat again before lunchtime.
Yeah.
Then, you know, a salad with a great dressing, and I change my dressings. I never get sick of salad, so, you know, that's easy. Okay. And then in the evening, I would probably make depending on what's in season, a zucchini pasta or use mushrooms as a base for a raw hamburger. There's lots of things that you can do.
So the zucchini, and this is the one of the things that amazed me when I saw Kat and Kat's work and ate Kat's food was, you know, what it looked like. So when Kat, you're talking about zucchini pasta, explain to us, you know, how the pasta word fits in with this zucchini thing.
Yeah, it's just the shape, and what we do is, you know, make a pasta sauce. It's really easy to make a sauce raw that is a substitute for a puttanesca or an Alfredo. It's really simple to do that. And then by just using, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going Pibbler or
Those twirly spinny things that...
Yes, so swirly. You can make noodles out of zucchini.
Okay. Wow. So the zucchini is actually the pasta.
That's right, yeah.
Gotcha. So...
Wow, that sounds amazing.
And desserts. Like, this is one of the things that blew me away. So, again, we talked about the temperature going up to 46 to 48. Temperature going down can go to any range?
Yeah, you know, with raw desserts, you don't generally need to use a dehydrator unless you're making some sort of hard biscuit base, but most of the bases are just held together with dates and things like that. So desserts, you can freeze them, take them out of the freezer when you want them, because when it comes down to it, Carl, dessert is a dessert. Okay. We're not looking for optimum health when we're eating a dessert. We're looking to enjoy our food.
Yeah.
And the only difference between a cooked dessert and a vegan raw dessert is just that, you know, there's still going to be some fat content, there's still going to be some sugar content in there, but it's more than likely going to be easier to digest and not going to be, shouldn't be spiking your sugar levels or, you know, adding to your cholesterol problems and things like that.
So sugar then wouldn't be, you couldn't put sugar in raw food stuff?
Well, you can, but you'd want to use an organic sugar like a rapadura or a coconut palm sugar if you want to use it, because they are really, they have still their nutrient content kept intact, and the enzymes in rapadura or coconut palm sugar are what helps you break it down and assimilates in your body properly. Whereas, as you know, white sugar has been denatured so much that it's become a white toxic mess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm reading something recently and it was talking about, you know, white sugar being, you know, part of the main problem of oxidation of the blood cells and leading to coronary heart disease and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, the less of the white sugar that we can get into our system, the better. So I guess one thing about raw food is it crowds out the other crap that we may put into our body. So, you know, leaning towards this raw thing. What's a raw food lifestyle look like?
It depends. To go 100% raw means, you know, that's not only a lot of work, but it can be quite extreme and limiting. So people tend to adopt, they use percentages. They'll go 80-20 or 60-40 or 70-30. Okay. So they'll have, you know, a larger percent of their menu plan during the day will be raw, and then they might finish off the evening with a, say, a nice salad with some roasted sweet potato on top, so, or some cooked quinoa. So they can still, you know, have that comfort food and, you know, and still have the nutrition that they want. But 100% raw is very extreme.
Yeah. Damo, thoughts? Now, we're just going to, like, caveat this. Damo doesn't mind a bit of bacon. He doesn't want a bit of steak. He doesn't want a bit of chips.
There's no animals that I haven't eaten. However, I will say my raw percentage is increasing. I do have my balcony garden that I just put on Instagram this morning. Sweet. Is absolutely glistening today. I've got spinach standing up tall like soldiers.
Sweet.
I've got every herb you can think of, and I love picking from my garden, and I love making green smoothies, so nice. I am getting there. And one dessert that I had recently that I absolutely adored was made with avocado.
Sweet.
And cacao and this raw biscuit base, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's good.
Sensational. So one of the things in, you know, happiness class and what we're about here too is not making things extreme, because one of the things that we teach is, you know, if we're doing things extreme, we're actually causing, you know, this disharmony in our body. We're actually creating, you know, problems that are, I guess, at emotional level and at a, I guess, biochemical level, excess acid in our body as a result of stress about what we're eating. So this is really important to us. So and Kat made the point there about, you know, you don't want to be too extreme, this 100% thing. And you know, for me, and, you know, Damo being a meat eater and that sort of stuff, you know, my thinking is, and I use the term leaning into, so rather than, you know, the percentages and that sort of stuff, it sort of suggests that let's lean into this way of eating, but let's not be all the way at the end of the extreme, because extreme in anything is pretty difficult to maintain. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree 100%. I think that the emotions associated, being the emotions guy, I'm always on about this.
But give us some emotions.
The emotions associated with, stressing over your food and, you know, being anxious about your diet are just as damaging as, you know, some of the acidic foods that we can eat in our diet, I feel.
Mm, absolutely. Thoughts on that, Kat? Kat, you still there?
Sorry. Yeah, I am.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think there's too much guilt associated with food.
Yes.
And we have three really important relationships, one with ourselves, one usually with a significant other and children,
yep.
And then we have the food relationship.
Yep.
And that food relationship can be so encompassing, you know, and I believe that we have more brain cells in our stomach than we do in our head.
Yep.
Because every single, it seems to be that so many diseases come from problems in our digestive tract. It all seems to start from there. So, you know, I always say to people who go, oh, you know, I like to eat meat, but, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I say, then buy your meat with a conscious thought. You can seek out organic meat, and generally meat that comes from an organic farm, the animals are being treated differently.
I'm big on that. Damo the meat eater, what's your thoughts on organic?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super blessed here living in the Byron region, you know, with these incredible organic farms surrounding us. So, yeah, every Saturday morning market day, you know, fresh organic grass-fed meat, absolute must for me.
Yeah.
You know, I never walk into a Coles or Woolworths or anything anyway, but, you know, when I do and just see what's packaged there,
yeah,
you know, I just sense what might have gone on with those animals, and it's, not good for my emotions, that's for sure.
And that's, you know, something that I was just teaching a class here in Singapore yesterday, a corporate class, and teaching about bringing more consciousness to what you're doing. So, you know, making conscious choices. And like Kat was just saying there, like, you know, being conscious about, you know, making that choice and, you know, is this the best decision you can make, and do you feel good about this decision? And if you feel bad about it, then maybe you need to make a different choice. You know, maybe it's looking somewhere differently.
A lot of people say that organic is just too expensive, but what I've spoken to our local butcher here in Dunsborough, and and I've found out where the meat comes from for people who shop in the supermarket. It all comes from the eastern states. So for the
eastern local, states of Australia.
That's right, okay. Eastern states of Australia. And yep. For our local butcher here, he procures meat from the southwest of Western Australia,
okay.
Which is where he's living.
Yep.
So there's already a conscious choice for people yep. if they go into their local butchers. And he yeah, does have organic meat. And you don't need meat every day of the week. So if you pull back on how much meat you're buying, then yep. you can afford to get the better cuts and the organic meat. So yeah. there is a way of getting around that cost.
I like that. And I like this idea if you can be a bit of different things. Too often we sort of get in and this label off. So I remember someone getting really nasty at me because I'd said I sort of leaned towards vegan, and they're going, yeah, but you do this, and you'd like, you had a nibble of this thing over here, and I'm like, yeah, I lean into this. This is what I do most of the time. But, you know, for my partner's Chinese Indonesian, and she'll just eat anything. You know, if it's a pigeon, she won't, you know, club a pigeon flying past, but, you know, if it's served up in the Chinese restaurant, I'll have a taste of it. You know, I want to share that experience with her. Like, this is living life. It's not something that I want to eat a lot of, you know. So it's just something I'll try and I'll go, yeah, okay, that's okay. That's like the flavour of it. But, again, you know, not being so extreme on these things.
And the extremities are quite frightening. I get approached by raw food extremists all the time.
I can imagine. That was actually going to be my next question. It was about what's the expectation of you since you're a raw food chef? Do people sort of put you under the microscope and say, yeah, but I saw you? Ding, 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 ding.
I make sure I'm never ever seen in public.
So Kat's actually recording this from a bunker.
What's your biggest food secret, Kat?
I don't like making raw crackers, so because they're time consuming and I don't really like them. I don't enjoy eating a lot of dehydrated food.
Yep.
So probably crackers are my vice. So I
you crazy cat, Kat. Kat the crazy cat. How cool
they're
is
really
that?
So wild.
My partner really loves cheese, and living in the Margaret River area in Western Australia, we have a lot of beautiful cheeses. So he loves cheese, and crackers go with cheese. So they're yep. generally in the pantry, but I make a conscious choice. I know they're full of vegetable fat, which is really bad,
yep.
so I don't try not to eat them. But you're right about people do have a high expectation, and what I say to them when they, you know, ask me, you know, oh, you know, what do you eat? And I say, you know, my relationship with food is private. I have a really, really good relationship with food because, you know, I've had people say, do you eat Spanish onion? I'll go, yeah, I do. And they go, if you eat it, I'll eat it. And I think, no, eat it if you like it.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of influence there, you know.
Yeah.
And I do have, I can be quite dogmatic with what I put in my mouth. You know, I'm only going to have that type of green, and I'm only going to buy that brand of spirulina. And I don't want to influence other people in that way. I want yeah. them to go out and explore and work
and
out.
And feel it.
Yeah.
I was just talking, you know, yesterday, sort of highlighting this thing, and it was something I read in the book Power Versus Force by Dr. Hawkins, is it?
Damon? Yeah, David Hawkins.
Yeah. So he talked about he was doing muscle testing, so the kinesiology and sort of the muscles are strong or weak depending on different things. And what he found was, I think this experiment was like, you know, there was a seminar of maybe 800 people and that envelopes, and half of them had artificial sweetener, half of them had natural sweetener. And they had these envelopes and they just held them up against the people's chest so they didn't sort of, you know, do anything with them, and they couldn't see what was inside them. And when they did a muscle test thing, their muscles went weak for the artificial sweetener and, you know, held strong for the natural sweetener. So this idea about our body actually knows what's good for us and what's not good for us. It's when we get into this hypnotic state and we're just, you know, shoveling stuff and we're not actually bringing consciousness, we're not bringing thinking, we're not bringing our, you know, emotions, our heart into this process, that I think we, you know, make those poor choices.
Absolutely. And, you know, once you eliminate the processed foods out of your menu plan each day,
yep,
you're going to feel so much better. And this is why all these diets that people take on, especially as, like the paleo,
yep,
you know, they eliminate all of the grains, which is most of the processed food is made of grains. Once you eliminate that out of your diet, of course you're going to feel so fantastic. You're going to feel great. But the paleo is a hunter and gatherer. Mm. So unless you're going to go out
there. Did you say greens or grains?
Grains.
Oh, grains. Did you hear green? Did you hear green there, Damo?
No, I heard grains, mate. You're
deaf and dumb.
Damn it.
Okay, continue, Kat. Sorry for the interruption.
And unless you're going to go out and hunt and gather your yep food,
yep,
the pale, and you can't drink with paleo. That's another thing. It's that's quite an extreme.
Is that you mean drink alcohol?
Well, because alcohol is made from grain.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, part of the paleo is it's a heavily meat eater's menu plan, you know. It's okay, go out there and, you know, hunt your meat down. And so it's, for me, you know, there's a lot of these different ways. And people say, I've got friends who are now paleo and they go, but I feel so great. So, well, you're not buying Coles white bread from the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, eating processed cereal. So, yes, you will feel a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah. And again, I think this old idea of putting yourself into the category, I'm a this, I'm a that, and, you know, I just think that that just causes, you know, the need to defend. And this is, you know, where you don't want to be, oh, yeah, but I'm this and I'm that, and, you know, I fit between these parameters and that sort of stuff. Again, for me, it's, you know, we want to, you know, have more ease, more grace, more flow through life as opposed to, you know, defending ourselves, this is that. And, you know, make those choices based on consciousness and that being an energetic, you know, feeling thing as opposed to, you know, following a list of things I can and can't do.
That's thoughts? Right.
Where's that? Sorry, Kat. Go.
Following a plant-based diet,
yep,
having more of that in your menu plan is going to help you reach your goal for optimum health.
Absolutely.
So by reducing processed foods, make it yourself.
Yep.
And I hear people say all the time, oh, I don't have time.
Yep.
Make the time to love what you eat.
Yeah.
And if you make it yourself and you know what's in it, you'll love it a lot more.
Yeah. You don't want to let go of your health. So, no. You know, it's so important to us to maintain that. And that's obviously something that we talk about. Now, we're going to have to wrap this up pretty soon. Dame, have you got any final questions or comments that you would like to make? And then I'm going to get Kat to tell us a little bit about what she's up to.
Yeah, I guess just to wrap it up for me, you know, I agree what we eat needs to make us feel good. So you just yep have to be, you know, authentic with yourself about what makes you feel good. And, yeah, obviously eating plant-based foods just gives you that little bit of zing, you know, and eating organic food as well just seems to, yeah, just keep your energy going better through the day and definitely keeps your emotions in check and yep keeps life rolling along smoothly.
Cool, cool. The only thing I'd add to that, Tomo, is that, like, you know, the symphony of things that are happening inside an apple can't be replicated. You know, you can't extract the vitamin C or the vitamin A or whatever other vitamins are in it and think you're going to get the same benefit of eating an apple. And that's, for me, my teaching about eating, you know, whole foods, live foods and that sort of stuff is, you know, there's so much happening within an apple and combination of things that, you know, trying to extract something out and do the reductionism thing, you're not going to get the same benefit. So that's what I love about the raw food thing is just eating more whole foods. You're just eating more things as nature provided them, you know, rather than, you know, beating them into some odd shape that hardly resembles food.
Totally. Three important words. Food is medicine.
Yes.
And that's just the way I see it.
Absolutely. So, Kat, tell us a little bit about what you've got going on. You've got a couple of recipe books coming out in the near to distant future. And also tell us about your – you've got a pretty popular looking web – what's the name? Facebook page there. You've got so many more likes than me. You're about, yeah, like, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 times more likable than I am.
Well, look, you're giving away smiles, but I'm showing people food and, you know, people just love food. It's,
yeah,
you have such a massive relationship with food. So it can be, you know, huge. But what I'm doing is I'm writing recipes for a book called The F Word, which is on based on adrenal fatigue. So these are going to be really easy, digestible recipes. They are cooked and raw, and they are vegan. And they're delicious. So I don't want people to be afraid of the word vegan.
Okay.
Because, you know, vegan food can be just as delicious as something that has cream and butter in it. I'm working on my own recipe book.
Nice.
Which will be an e-book, and it'll be full of, you know, my most popular recipes.
Classic.
I'm running a lot of workshops next year. I've actually been contacted constantly by chefs around Australia and sometimes overseas that want to come and do courses with me. So I'm starting to build that. And I do a lot of workshops in Western Australia, up and down from Perth to Margaret River area for places like Building Better Communities, and a lot of government bodies bring me in to do sometimes corporate events as well.
So you got plenty going on there, Kat. So the retreats, you're going to be supporting Lisa Wheeler's retreats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they are in?
We've got a Byron Bay coming up on the 6th of September. Then we've got a Ubud, and then we're back to Byron Bay.
So Ubud, Bali. So Byron, Bali, then Byron again.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So that was one of the courses that I checked out. And like I said, amazing retreat. We're going to do an interview with Lisa Wheeler down the track as well from Embracing Health. So, you know, she's who Kat's working with on those retreats. So, you know, if you get the opportunity, I highly recommend that one as well. So any final parting words, Kat, before we wrap up and Dame and I do a bit of plugging for our happiness class that's coming up?
Yeah, I just for people who are interested in bringing in more raw food into their menu plan, not to be frightened by it. It's, you know, get a simple raw food recipe book and take it from there, and just enjoy your food. Love what you eat.
Nice.
Try and buy things without pesticides and herbicides on them, and yeah.
Awesome. Thanks a bazillion for your time, Kat. Now, Kat's website is wildraw.com.au, or check out her Facebook page, which, like I said, is highly popular. It's Wild Raw there, so you can check that out as well and see what Kat is up to. Now, Dame and I, we just want to remind everyone that we're going to be in southeast Queensland and down in Byron Bay at the end of September doing a happiness class. So if you want to get along to that and get a little bit more happiness happening in your life, then feel free to check that out. So, Dama, any any final parting words? I was combining my F and my P, final and parting, and just become...
Nothing wrong with creating new words. Just had a great idea, though, for the happiness class. Why don't we add a raw snack in there as well for our participants that come along?
That is That is a great idea. And I'm just talking with someone at the moment about organising some happiness classes over in Perth in early November as well. So check that one out. Keep an eye to the ground. An eye to the ground. That doesn't make any sense at all. Is it an ear to the ground? Close enough is good enough. Well, thank you very much, Damo. Thank you very much, Kat, for joining us for this class today. Where we focus on your happiness, your health, your vitality. And wherever you are on this amazing planet of ours, I just want to send out a big thank you and a big goodbye to everyone. Hope you have a fantastic day and an absolutely awesome week. All the best and take care.
See ya.
Bye.